When George Pullman opened his factory town for railcar manufacturing in 1880, he couldn't imagine it would mean many things.
It's urban planning, it's labor history, it's architecture, it's transportation history, it's industrial history.
That's Mike Weigenbach, site superintendent for the Pullman Historic District. Pullman envisioned a utopian town for his workers. It included good housing, a marketplace, schools, a library, a church, and the Florence Hotel, named for Pullman's daughter, whom he called his favorite. But when economic recession hit the country in 1893, Weigenbach says things changed when Pullman reacted strongly.
He cut wages and he cut jobs. However, he did not reduce the rents that were charged to the workers here in Pullman. Nor did he reduce the dividends that were paid to stockholders.
When Pullman wouldn't negotiate, a strike hit, spreading nationwide. It halted mail service across the country. Then President Grover Cleveland called in the National Guard, and on July 7, 1894, during violent protesting, up to 30 people were shot and killed. The strike came to an end soon after. In his speech making Pullman a national monument, President Obama picked up the story.
6 days after the strike ended, an act of Congress established Labor Day.
And labor became permanently linked with Pullman.
The idea they had sparked, the idea of organizing and collectively bargaining, couldn't be silenced.
Pullman made the passenger railroad cars, then leased them to the railroads. The porters working aboard the trains also worked for Pullman. Some of those porters were freed slaves early on, and Weigenbach says for them, this was true opportunity.
Well, it wasn't a perfect condition. They were good jobs.
As they made their way down the Illinois Central Rail Line from Chicago to the South, those porters carried newly published newspapers serving African Americans, the Chicago Defender and the Chicago Bee. Weigenbach says they were shown to people in the South and contributed to what we now call the Great Migration.
And so people found out about a better way of life in the North, and it created part of that migration.
But 20-hour days were typical, and in 1937, they formed America's first African-American labor union, the Brotherhood of Sleeping Car Porters, something President Obama called a basis for the civil rights movement.
It was those porters who helped lead the Montgomery bus boycott of the March on Washington.
They were guided by organizer A. Philip Randolph, a man instrumental in a decisive civil rights event.
It was A. Philip Randolph who was the first to speak at that March on Washington.
A museum named for Randolph is part of the Pullman District today, and one of Pullman's porters was a great-grandfather to someone very close to the president.
Today, she's the First Lady of the United States of America, Michelle Obama.
But a big force behind Pullman becoming a national monument is the people who live there today. If you talk with people like Pullman resident Dee Smith, you'll make a new friend almost immediately.
What's interesting about this neighborhood is it's more like a community of people who really look after each other.
Mike Szymanski, head of the historic Pullman Foundation, has lived there since 1967.
We have people that were born here and that are now in their 70s, 80s, 90s, that are still living here. And I think that's absolutely cool.
Some are descendants of Pullman employees. They helped push for Pullman's recognition, a move begun well over 50 years ago. President Obama got to know Pullman well, working as a community organizer.
This is the neighborhood where I made lifelong friends. This is the area where I became a man.
And National Park Service Director John Jarvis says the Pullman residents are essential to the whole story.
The porters, the labor story, and the rise of the African-American middle class, as well as the roots of the civil rights movement, all right here.
That's the story of this place. That together we can do great things that we cannot accomplish alone.
And Pullman's journey continues. For Brandon Campbell and Violetta Podramatic, Dave Schwann, WGN News.